Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services, specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to the website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. This Tuesday morning, we welcome you to the OPT network. I tell you what, it's Tuesday. We've got the week started off right, and if you haven't gotten it started off right, remember, all you got to do is change your mind. And you do that by changing what you're thinking. And just remember that you can have what you say. Yesterday's over. Today's not here yet. All we can do is live. Yesterday's over. Tomorrow's not here yet. All we have is today. And so, you know what? We just like to remind ourselves of that. And this morning, I'm so excited. I'm still reeling, really, from yesterday's show because it always encourages us when we hear people that are living their dreams, they're in motion. And motion really makes you feel like you're getting to that place where God has called you to be. And the two ladies yesterday, Miss Laura Washington and Miss Rose Brown, they are on their way. They are in motion, as well as the woman that we're going to be speaking to this morning. Many of you who listen to the OPT Network know that we have a partnership with Essence Magazine. And so we team up with Essence as much as we can. We try every month, sometimes a couple times a month, to team up with them to bring articles and people from the magazine to the OPT Network so that we can share those articles and those people's stories with you. And this morning, you might recall, we talk about sports a lot just because we love sports. We were talking about track and field, and if you joined the show last week, we were joined by Jenaba Tarmo, and there was a big controversy about this photo finish race. And so she came on, and she really told us her story and talked about her journey. And then she talked about the lack of peace that she had about dealing with the runoff or the coin toss. And so after she prayed about it and sought God about it, she had no peace about it. And so she said, you know what, Alicia, I am going to give this to you. I am not going to run in the race. You know, I don't have a peace about it. Well, long story short, the agent for Jenaba Tarmo is going to be on point this morning. She has an incredible journey and an incredible story. She's a sports agent, and she represents many, many of the finest track and field athletes in the country. And her story is one of those stories that just inspires you. And if you have not picked up this month's Essence Magazine, well, it's actually the August issue of Essence Magazine with Nia Long and her two beautiful boys on the cover, then that's just one of the stories that you may have missed if you haven't picked it up. So we'd encourage you to pick up Essence Magazine and read about our next guest, Kimberly Holland. She's got an incredible story. We can't wait to hear the excitement of headed to the Olympics. There's a countdown for the Summer Olympics. Only 9 days, DC, 11 hours, 22 minutes. And 25 seconds. The countdown is winding. That's the Summer Olympics happening July 27th, starting on Friday. And it's happening in the United Kingdom, the city of London. And so the world's finest athletes will converge in just 9 days, 11 minutes, 22 seconds, and now 22 minutes, and now 4 seconds. So we're looking at the clock countdown as we speak. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to the incredible Kimberly Holland, and we're going to hear her story and her journey. Stay with us, everybody. You're on point. We'll be back right after this.
HicksandHasIt.com. HicksandHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksandHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksandHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksandHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hicks and Has It.
Hicks and Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows, and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies. Guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hi, I'm Lisa Oz, author, producer, and co-host of the Dr. Oz Show on SiriusXM, and I've been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Soledad O'Brien, CNN anchor and special correspondent.
And I've been on point
with Carlette Christmas.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining us, you know it's our mission every single morning to talk about great people, great women, and great stories. Let me introduce you to Kimberly Holland. She is the president and CEO of Icon Management Incorporated. Kimberly Holland represents a group of elite track and field stars, and she's really an anomaly. And what that means is that she's something of a very unusual person in this industry, in today's sports industry, with a track record that is impressive, and it promises to grow beyond measure. She is also featured in the August issue of Essence magazine. The cover title on the article is Beating the Odds. Kimberly N. Holland uses one part tenacity, one part passion to negotiate multi-million dollar deals for some of the world's most elite track and field stars. And we welcome her to the OPT Network. Kimberly, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Wow. Was that me you were talking about?
Girl, that's all you. And listen,
oh my God.
I'm sitting here, Kimberly, with goosebumps about your success like it was mine, because we're so excited for you.
Me too.
Look, 10 years in the business, 10 athletes going to London. Could it get any better than that?
Yes, it could.
How much better could it get?
We could bring back 10 or 15 gold medals.
I love it. I love it. Well, Kimberly, let's start by talking about your journey into this business that was really so unlikely, because you started off as a political science major. Let's talk about how you go from there to being a sports agent.
Wow. I'll say this to all the young ladies who have a plan, have, you know, the ladies who have written out their timeline. Don't be upset if God has a different plan for you, okay? You just got to embrace it, and then you just got to laugh. You say, you know, okay, God, I thought my plan was this, but, you know, I get you. I'm going to embrace whatever it is that you have for me. That was me. I was the little girl who always had a plan to become a lawyer. Uh-huh. Not sure what type of lawyer, but just knew that I was passionate about bringing about social justice and change. Uh-huh. And so I started, you know, embarking upon that, like you said, as a political science major when I was in college, and went through college, enjoyed, you know, being a Spartan at Norfolk State University, and then left there with, you know, just hopes of just getting into a law school. Mm-hmm. And during the summer after graduating, I had an opportunity to interview with Senator Edward M. Kennedy on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. And I've always, you know, been kind of a fan of the whole Kennedy saga. And so I worked with him as a foreign policy aide. And I thought, okay, perhaps I'll be doing, you know, maybe some type of legislative law. Mm-hmm. And got there, and I said, you know, this is just not it. You know, mm-hmm. I love working with the senator, but, you know, it was just, I didn't feel passionate about, you know, that area. And so I just started, you know, praying and said, you know, God, what is it that I'm going to do? I mean, I'm 22 years old, and I still just don't know what area of law I want to be in. Mm-hmm. And so during my summer breaks when I was in college, I used to do promotional tours with Al Heyman. And I had the opportunity to work with people like, you know, Whitney Houston, Madonna. Just a ton of just icons in the music industry. And mm-hmm. I thought, you know, maybe that's an area of law that would hold my interest, and I could be passionate about doing that.
So let me ask you this. Kim, was Al Heyman, was he a talent agent? Who was he, or who is he?
Alan Heyman is one of the largest promoters in the United States,
wow.
entertainment promoters.
Wow.
And so his job is responsible for bringing tours in, you know, every city within the U.S. You've heard of, like, the big Budweiser Superfest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He was doing those type of tours with Bobby Brown, Babyface, mm-hmm. Heavy D, you mm-hmm. know, all those, you know, folks back in the 90s. And so he had an opportunity for me to come work in Atlanta, a new office that he was opening, and I migrated to Atlanta.
From D.C.,
From D.C., mm-hmm. from D.C., fell in love with Atlanta, didn't want to take the job as the promoter assistant. And so I secured an apartment in Atlanta, went back to D.C., packed up my things, and I just knew that God had a plan for me. And I just followed that script. So I landed here in Atlanta, and I just start literally looking through Yellow Pages, entertainment law firm.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell upon Usher's attorney. And at that time, he was looking for an attorney in his office, mm-hmm. but I had not been to law school yet.
Okay.
So he said, you know, I know somebody over at LaFace Records that's looking for a paralegal. Maybe you can get your foot inside, you know, the door there.
Uh-huh.
And I interviewed with the vice president of business and legal affairs at LaFace Records, and he hired me. And I thought, this is it. Uh-huh. I want to do entertainment law.
Mm-hmm.
And then I left there, went on to law school, got to law school, and simply hated it.
Get out of town. So let me stop mm-hmm. you, Kim. So you start working, and then you just decide, I'm going to go to law school, and I'm going to be an entertainment lawyer. Wow.
Yes, I knew that was it. I said, this is going to be it for me, entertainment law. I have worked with so many different artists, and I thought, you know, why? This could be an area that, you know, I can help, you know, entertainers, stars, mm-hmm. You know, accomplish, you know, some of their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was fascinating, you know, in addition to that. And so after my first year of law school, I just you know, I just didn't feel good about it. I just felt like, you know, the law was very scripted to a certain degree, that you had to follow, you know, certain roadmaps in order to be successful. And mm-hmm. I just didn't believe in the script.
Okay.
It was more like, you know, I'm dealing with real life people. There shouldn't be a script.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you, you know, let's just say it's criminal law.
Mm-hmm.
If you're innocent, then you're innocent in my book. If you come to my office and I know you're innocent, it should stop just there for
mm-hmm.
me.
Mm-hmm.
But in the eyes of the law, it's like, who's going to present the best case?
Right.
You know, if you're going to have Johnny Cochran on the other side, then your innocent client,
right.
you know, may do time just
right.
because he's a more savvy lawyer or
mm-hmm.
because he is connected. I mean, there are other things that come into play with representing, you know, your client.
Right.
And I just didn't feel like I wanted to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was confused. I was at a state of, I was just in limbo.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know, all my life, this is what I wanted to do. And then I get here and I'm stuck.
Mm-hmm.
What in the world, you know, am I going to do? And I just start praying. I said, you know, God, you know, is there something that I can do with this law degree that I can feel good about, you know, when I lay my head down at night?
Mm-hmm.
You know, can mm-hmm. I feel like my spirituality, you know, isn't compromised? Can I be passionate about it? Can I just strive about, you know, what I'm doing to wake up the next day and feel good about it?
Mm-hmm.
And unbeknownst to me, it was a career in sports management. And the closest to sports that I had ever been involved in was a cheerleader.
Well, that is a sport, Kim. That is a sport.
Well, it is, but, you know, it wasn't readily accepted as a true sport.
Right, right.
And
I know
so,
what you mean.
And so I'm thinking, you know, Lord, you know, I know you have a great sense of humor, but, I mean, really, I mean, this can't be true. And so and I'm not receiving this.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, a year goes by, and I'm still having this burning sensation on my heart. So
uh-huh.
I'm starting to, you know, speak to my professors, the dean of the law school, my family, friends, and I'm saying, you know, do you think this is, you know, something that I could do?
Uh-huh.
And surprisingly, everyone was saying, yeah, Kim, you know, I think you can have a career in this.
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying, you know, I wasn't raised to be an entrepreneur. I don't know how
mm-hmm.
to get started, you know, how to incorporate a business. I'm in law school trying to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just a lot on my plate.
Right.
And so once I finally accepted this was part of my journey, I said, okay, God, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, when I graduate, then I'll start embarking upon how to become incorporated and, you know,
right.
how to go about this whole sports management thing. And God immediately said to me, no, I want you to do it now.
Wow.
Like the semester before you graduate.
Uh-huh.
And I knew he was telling me that because the feeling in my heart, it would not go away.
Mm.
And it was very scary.
Can you describe that feeling, Kim? What was that feeling in your heart like?
It's almost like somebody is pounding or pressing upon your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts to burn, like I'm feeling something right now. Because, you know, I'm just feeling the anointing all around what's going
wow.
on. So
mm-hmm.
God is good. But it's right there in your heart, and
mm-hmm.
you can't escape it. Even though when you look the other way, it's like something is grabbing your attention again. And I went to sleep with that, woke up with that, to the point that I couldn't ignore that it was something there. And once I realized there was something there, I could not ignore it anymore. I knew, I mean, without a shadow of a doubt,
uh-huh.
this is what he wanted me to do for whatever reason.
Uh-huh.
It was still unbeknownst to me.
Wow. Let's do this.
So
let me stop you right there, Kim. Let me get a quick break. But when we come
okay.
back, we're going to talk about how this burning has turned into what I believe is going to be a global empire. You're on point, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this. Dust yourself off and try again. You can dust it off and try again and try again. Because if at first you don't succeed, you can dust it off and try again. Dust yourself off and try again and try again. Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts.
And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000, up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing. Sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is, but it's here for a limited time only. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. I participate in McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is another On Point Talk playback. Dr. Maya Angelou.
Mrs. Flowers invited me to her house. She said, Maya, I don't think you like poetry. She said, you don't like it. You will never love poetry until you speak it, until you feel it come across your tongue, over your teeth, out of your lips. You will never love poetry. And I had it. I hardly stopped speaking since then. I seem to have been speaking everywhere. And that's a blessing right there.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. I tell you, Kim, every time I hear that playback, it just gives me such a warm feeling. And it inspires us to continue to inspire those people that are listening. For all of you who are listening, we're joined by an incredible young woman. Her name is Kimberly N. Holland. She is the president and CEO of Icon Management, and she is representing 10, count them, 10 athletes in the summer 2012 Summer Olympics in London. And Kim, before we went to break, we were talking about your journey and that burning desire that never went away. And I think that this is so critical because there are so many young women, so many people, just people, that are trying to figure it out and that are denying that burning desire that they have. And so you press through, and then you continue to go on that path that God has called you to go on. But this, by no stretch, has been an easy path. I want you to talk about getting on the journey and getting that first athlete.
Well, actually, my first athlete at the time was my brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, you know, God uses people for different things. I don't even think he knew, the purpose behind him wanting me to represent him, with the exception of he thought, obviously, that I could get the job done. Mm-hmm. But it was, looking back, it was bigger than him. God just used him as the vessel, you know, for the empire to begin.
Mm-hmm.
So my first athlete, I should say it wasn't difficult because God had already paved that
mm-hmm.
way for me.
Mm-hmm.
What was difficult was, you know, getting my foot in the door.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, have acceptance from, you know, quote unquote, the powers that be that regulated the industry. And that was, you know, pretty much meant,
mm-hmm.
Trying to be validated and accepted as an equal to a certain degree, but still understanding my position as a woman, with much femininity
mm-hmm.
and not to, you know, allow men to take that part for granted. So having them respect me as an equal, as being intelligent,
mm-hmm.
Being able to walk in a room and negotiate just as powerful, if not more powerful than them.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, that was the difficult thing. It's just, you know, not allowing the men to look at me as if, you know, I was just the girlfriend coming
mm-hmm.
into business, or if I was a family member,
mm-hmm.
or if I was the publicist.
Right,
You know, that's what people assumed that I was when I started.
Right. And so, Kim, let me stop mm-hmm. you right there, because one of the things that mm-hmm. I read was not only did you have challenges with that, being an African-American woman, you had the challenges with racism and sexism. And so those are two big, big challenges. How do you find a balance and become the closer that you are to make those deals happen? How do you get past those two things and then go in and negotiate gargantuan deals? I mean, just incredible deals. How do you do that?
You know, first I had, you know, and I would tell this to anyone, you have to stay true to yourself. You
mm-hmm.
know, I knew that I had a power that was so forceful and bigger than Kim that I knew that I would be unstoppable in doing what I had to do.
Mm-hmm.
Negotiating, you know, that was part of, you know, that's part of my makeup. You know,
mm-hmm.
I tell people I went to law school, you know, because that's what we're told in our society to do. But I was a lawyer before I went to law school.
All right, now that's
good. I just had to go get the
mm-hmm.
piece of paper.
You were just a closer. You were just a closer already.
Yeah. So one of the things that, you know, I pride myself on is I am a negotiator. I think I'm one of the best in that area as to what I do. The
mm-hmm.
thing is, I had to get people to see that.
Right.
And once the people, and I say sponsors or meet directors, knew that I was about my business and I commanded respect because I respected myself,
mm-hmm.
then the eyebrows started to raise, like, you know, whoa, I mean, this
mm-hmm.
girl is tough. And then I came with the paperwork. You know, a lot of agents didn't come with law degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like they had to look at me differently,
mm-hmm.
Knowing that, you know, this is not someone that is just, you know, trying to get in the business to promote herself. It was about, I'm in this business because I believe I'm supposed to be here, and I am here to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I am here to change the guards, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new sheriff in town, and it happens to be a female, and she's black.
Absolutely.
And she's a lot younger than y'all.
Was that daunting for you? Was that daunting, Kim? Was that a scary thing?
It was scary. Even sometimes today, 10 years later, it is scary. I have to admit that. So I have to, you know, like you just gave the introduction, when I hear that, it validates, you know, okay, Kim,
mm-hmm.
you are still supposed to be here. 10 years later, I
mm-hmm.
still have that fear sometimes. And that's our flesh speaking to us that, you know, we're human
mm-hmm.
and that you're going to have those thoughts. But it's, you know, by God's grace that, you know, I get to the next point or the next year in what I do, and I'm doing groundbreaking things, you
mm-hmm.
know, every year.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the grace of God. So it I do get scared even now sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but when I see the end result, like 10 going to the Olympics
mm-hmm.
and 10th year anniversary, that's not by mistake.
No. Does it still feel sort of surreal?
Very much so. Like, I can't even believe that it's 10 years. I can't believe I'm on my third Olympics.
Wow.
It is very surreal. I mean, I get goosebumps and chills when I think about it. And like I said, it's me that
mm-hmm.
we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still very surreal for me. And I think as long as it continues to be that way, that, you know, lets me know and other people know mm-hmm. that I'm even humbled by what I've done, because mm-hmm. I know it's been the goodness of God that has gotten me this way. So mm-hmm. I don't ever want to get to the point where it's not surreal mm-hmm. and I feel like, you know, hey, you know, mm-hmm. I got this. No, because mm-hmm. you can have it today and it can be gone tomorrow. So I always want to stay humbled and as to the great things that are happening with me each day. I'm mm-hmm. always surprised myself.
Mm-hmm. And so, Kim, let me ask you this, because many of us will never know what it's like to go in and negotiate a deal with Nike, to sit at the table with those execs and to begin to talk about why they need to give a corporate sponsorship to one of your athletes. What's that like?
Well, it depends on the caliber of the athlete. For example, when I did the groundbreaking multi-million-dollar mm-hmm. deal that had, you know, was unprecedented, that had never been done in the sport for a collegiate athlete turning pro, that was a scary, scary situation for me, because before I went in, and each time I do a deal, I'm always praying and asking God to give me this number uh-huh. that makes sense. And when God told me it was, you know, this $1 million that had never happened before.
Tell us what that number was, Kim.
It was a base at $1 million a year.
Wow.
And that's not including incentives or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So when he said that to me, I was scared. I said, there's no way in the world that I could go ask for this. They, you know, these sponsors are really going to think that I don't belong here because I'm just over bidding.
Right, right, right.
And so I thought from their perspective, they would just laugh at me and say, you know what, this is another reason why this woman didn't belong here.
Right.
And so those are the questions I kept asking God, you know, within prayer. And he never deviated from that. He said, it's $1 million. And I'm nervous. I get nervous thinking about it right now, because uh-huh. just to see it manifest, and how if you just stand on the word of God, how stuff would just come to pass. And so when I went in there and I asked for that $1 million, the first response was, you're crazy. There's no way in the world we're doing that. I mean, uh-huh. the kid just got out of school. What has he done to, you know, deserve?
Right.
We have gold medalists that are not making that. So, you know, no. So for 2 weeks at the Olympic trials in 2008, we did not have a deal.
Wow. And I want people to know, wait, Kim, I want people to know that this was an athlete that's just right out of college. So this is a huge number. No real track record, no real reason why Nike would put $1 million on the line, because they're saying, like, okay, who is this? Why would we do this? It doesn't make sense.
That's exactly
so
what
I really,
they said.
So we really want...
And everybody else, too. I mean, I didn't just approach Nike. I went to Adidas. I went to Reebok. Who else did I approach at that time? Puma. I went to every major shoe sponsor, and everyone told me no.
Uh-huh.
And so 2 weeks went by, and I get back to Atlanta. I don't have a deal for my client. And, of course, you know, the doubt starts to resonate, and I'm
right.
saying, you know, darn, did I
Did I miss it? Yeah.
Yeah. And so, but God, I never changed my number. I was steadfast on that number. And then I got a call from Nike when I returned to Atlanta 2 weeks later, and they said, we're going to do the deal.
What?
And do you know, I still thought they were trying to set me up. I know there's no way they're going to do this. They just want to poke at me even more.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm sitting up in the bed, and I'm nervous. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're saying they're going to do this deal. And so I call my client, and, you know, he's kind of just so laid back, and, uh-huh. you know, it didn't, I guess he probably didn't believe it either. And so Nike says, well, we're going to come to Atlanta to sign the contract. And I'm saying, look, this has never happened before. They are just totally setting me up. Uh-huh. I've done, you know, contracts after contracts. No sponsor has said, I'm going to fly to your hometown to sign the deal.
Okay.
And so I said, well, why don't we go to the athlete's hometown? You know, sure enough, they're not going to set him up. So he says, okay, fine, we'll go to their hometown. I'm still doubting that this is going to happen.
Uh-huh.
So we get to Florida, and the athlete misses his plane for the signing.
Oh, come on.
I'm not kidding. So I'm saying to myself, now we got to stay the night in Florida. Nike is going to realize they're making a huge mistake, and they're going to pull the deal because nothing has been signed. And so, of course, that was a very restless night for me. And then the next day, the athlete shows up. Lo and behold, we all meet, and he signs the deal, and you'd have thought I hit the lotto.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I cannot believe this is true.
Amazing.
I mean, I still can't believe that happened.
Amazing. Now, you talk Amazing. About some power, the power of God and the power of yeah. belief. Let me get a quick break here. We'll be back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
At Christus Cabrini, we're committed to providing compassionate and professional care in an environment of excellence. Hi, I'm Christy Edwards, a MedSurg RN at Cabrini. If you are an experienced RN desiring flexible scheduling options, whether day, nights, or weekend options, Cabrini is the place for you. Flexible schedules, competitive salaries, excellent benefits, and professional development are a few reasons why I choose Cabrini. Join our nursing team today. Apply online at cabrini.org. Best nurses, best doctors, best care. Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I'm Renee Seiler, author of Good Enough Mother and the website goodenoughmother.com. You know us, imperfection is the new black. And I have been on point with Carlette Christmas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bertice Berry, sociologist, author, lecturer, and mother. I have been On Point Talk, the official OPT network with Carlette Christmas.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT network. If you're just joining us, we're joined by Kimberly Holland. She is a tenacious woman who is a sports agent. She is the president and CEO of Icon Management in Atlanta, Georgia, and she is taking 10 of her athletes on her 10-year anniversary to London. And you know what? We just say congratulations for all of your success and all of the success to come, Kim. And we just want to thank you in advance for sharing your incredible journey. And, you know, as we were talking during the break and we were talking about the power of God and listening to that still small voice, I just wonder what you're believing God for next. What do you see Icon Management doing next?
I think what I see is continuing to do what we do now, and that is just being guided, by His Word. I don't know what the future holds, but I'm embracing whatever it is God has for us. Like I said, when I started, I didn't know that this was going to be my journey, that this would be my career, but I have continued to just listen to that still voice and just being obedient. So whatever it is that God has for Icon, I'm embracing it, whatever that is.
And so let me ask you this, Kim. Do you see other young women, you know, embracing this business? Because, you know, as we were doing the research and looking at sports agents, there are just not a whole lot of women in this business, and most especially not a whole lot of African-American women. Do we see more women embracing this field?
I think so. I'm inundated with calls, emails, letters through the mail of women just trying to figure out the right path, you know, whether it's an internship or whether it's to come and shadow or be a mentor. A lot of women want to know, you know, how did you get started? Is there an opportunity for someone like me? What should I do to prepare myself to do what it is that you do? So certainly I think if a woman has the tenacity and the passion and the desire to do something of this magnitude, absolutely the door is open for those type of women. But you have to have a spirit of tenacity to endure, you know, what's in front of you.
And that word tenacity keeps coming up. And, you know, I'm sure that there were many times that even though you embraced that word, you didn't feel tenacious, you know, and being able to overcome those times to keep standing. Because 10 years in a business that's male dominated and male driven is a very long time. You know, how do you stand those tests and those trials?
You know, honestly, 10 years went so fast, I can't even believe it's been 10 years.
Wow.
And I think, you know, in everything that you do, you really have to just take one day at a time. Because there are so many things that can hit you during that day that you really can't think so far beyond where you are. So, you know, there is a reason that, you know, we hear that cliche, the old cliche that says, you know, one day at a time. I mean, that speaks volumes. So one day at a time has gotten me to 10 years. One day at a time. And it went so incredibly fast. It really did.
Well, you know what? We can hear the joy and the love in your voice for what you're doing. I know the passion. I know that our listeners feel it because it's absolutely palpable. You can almost literally reach out and touch it.
That's because I love what I do. I love, you know, making a difference in a positive way for young men and women, you know, embarking upon, you know, their passion, which is, you know, to become the best that they can become in their field of industry and reaching their goals as an Olympian or even as, you know, a gold medalist, to be able to see that and nurture that throughout their young careers mm-hmm. is so rewarding to me. And that's what fuels me to continue to do what I do, mm-hmm. knowing that I've made a positive difference in their life that they can enjoy it.
Absolutely. And so we got to ask you before we go, what about the controversy with the photo finish race with Jenaba Tarmo and Allison Felix? You are obviously Jenaba's agent. And so what was that conversation like when she tells you, listen, I'm not going to run the race? I'm still reeling over that, because we had her on the show last Friday, and I told her, I said, when I read the article, I just got it. But at that moment, you being the agent, looking out not only for, you know, the financial aspect of her well-being, but I know the personal aspect of her well-being. What were your thoughts at that moment?
Honestly, knowing Jenaba is also a child of God, mm-hmm. and her faith is as tall as the mountain.
That's
my only
great.
Words of advice was, you know, Jenaba, go to your room, pray about it, meditate, get in your place and focus. And if you continue to hear God's word saying to do just that, then I'm going to support that. So for me, it was different from, you know, the outside world. The outside world was, oh, my gosh, how can she do
uh-huh.
that? You know, that's crazy, da-da-da. But for me, I'm coming from a different perspective. You know, this all belongs to God. Let's
mm-hmm.
not get it twisted, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer's path is already predestined. And as long as she's listening to the man upstairs, I really don't care what everybody else has to say,
mm-hmm.
and neither should she, because she's walking through the path that he has set for her. I don't think this is the end for Jenaba. I think this mm-hmm. is the beginning, because
mm-hmm.
she's taken the road that's less traveled or the road mm-hmm. that's less popular. There's some greatness ahead of her because
mm-hmm.
of her choice,
mm-hmm.
and I support her. I supported her then, and I clearly support her now.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be okay.
Girl.
And who's to say that something doesn't happen at the games that's, you know, another 100-meter young lady is unable to run?
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's Jenaba who steps up.
That's right.
You know, this could be the beginning chapter of Jenaba's book, you know,
oh,
why
yes.
she conceded.
Mm-hmm. Look, this is the beginning chapter of so much for Jenaba. And after we finished talking to her, I got in my spirit. It was like in the Bible, when the two women were claiming the baby, and the king said, mm-hmm. just go ahead and split the baby in half. And the mother said, no, give her the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And you just embody that, Kim. And you know what? You have something so powerful on your website, and I just got to say it. It says, go with God, go with grace, go with your passion, and watch how God will bless you more than you can imagine. And you say, I am a living testimony of that. And you
yeah.
absolutely are. And let me just say, I want to dedicate this to you. We had Lettucey on the show a couple of weeks, and her song Bravo has become my theme song. And it says, give yourself a hand. And you absolutely should. I know you're a God-fearing woman. I know that you might not want to, but you deserve a hand. You are a trailblazer for this industry. Your humility is absolutely right out there like a bright, shining star. And you know what, Kim? We just cannot wait to see what God is going to do next in your life and in your business. We just can't wait.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm getting nervous now.
Well, listen, Kim, we have taken up the busiest, I'm sure, and the best part of your morning. And we want to thank you so much for spending it with us and sharing from your heart. Thank you for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. Be blessed, you guys.
Stand by for me 1 second. We're going to take a quick break here. But for every woman listening, if nobody has given you a hand, give yourself a hand because you absolutely deserve it. You're on point. We'll be back after this.
New smile, same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making, big news. See if love found me, could surely find you. Say it.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Carol Kinder is your local pathway advisor. Carol can help you with your financial goals, whether you're just starting to save for your financial future or a seasoned investor. Pathway advisor Carol Kinder has the financial management experience and strategies to help you reach your financial objectives. Get on the path to financial security and gain from an independent perspective. Carol Kinder, Pathway Financial Advisor, LLC, 1446 Dorchester Drive or 318-448-8600. Securities offered through First Allied Securities Incorporated, a registered broker, dealer, member, FINRA, SIPC. Southwest Beverage Company is opposed to anyone consuming its products illegally ever. Underage drinking is a serious issue. We support community-based programs that help parents talk with their children about drinking.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years. A bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength.
and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah,
you were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brian Brown?
Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields. Phone 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf. Phone 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network and the most talked about talk radio program in Central Louisiana. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, McDonald's of Alexandria, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, Get Wired Satellites, and McDonald's of Pineville. If you're just joining the OPT Network this morning, we want to thank once again Kimberly N. Holland. She is a tenacious woman. She is passionate, and she negotiates, D.C., multi-million dollar deals for some of the world's most elite track and field stars in this country.
She is a closer.
She is a
woman
closer.
Woman after my own heart.
She is a closer. And listen, she is in this issue that's on the stand right now. It's the August issue of Essence magazine. And just so that you don't miss the article, she's on page 10. And not only is she beautiful on the outside, but she's got a beautiful, beautiful spirit. And it resonates from inside out. And that's really what it's about. And so as we were looking at women in sports and we were looking at Jenna Tarmo, which is her client, and you can go to her website at iconmanagement.com, I think it is. You can pull up the athletes that she represents. You can pull up her story. And it's just an incredible story of a young woman who is an African-American woman who not only faced racism, she faced sexism, but she's overcome a decade playing in a man's world, standing tall, respecting herself, and most importantly, she said, knowing who I am. But I bet even bigger than that, knowing whose she is. And see, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about all the time, D.C., ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And let me tell you something, we turn over every rock to try to find that. And then God brings those people into the OPT path so that they become part of this great network and their stories become our stories. And let me tell you something, and I'm speaking to ladies right now in particular. When you can celebrate another woman's success, that's when you know that you're on the right path. When you can look at her beautiful self in Essence magazine and you can celebrate her, You know that God is no respecter of persons. You just know from hearing her story, she just heard that still small voice that we've been talking about. And what we're trying to do, DC, is get everybody to describe what that sounds like, what that feels like, so that if you're hearing and you're feeling the call of God, you're feeling that tug, even when it doesn't make sense. She was going to be, for heaven's sake, she was going to be a politician. She was a political science major. This is what she thought she wanted to do. But DC, she said something so powerful. I started asking God. When I went to law school, I looked at the law and I said, God, this is not something that I can wake up to and feel proud about. I can't feel a sense of accomplishment by being a lawyer. I don't think that I can do that. I don't think that in the morning when I wake up that I might have to say and do some things that are unseemly. I might have to use my skills as a closer to close for somebody that maybe was guilty. But I used my gifts and my talents to allow them to go free. I don't know that I could feel good about that. Or on the other side of the coin, somebody that I know, and this is what she said, somebody that I know, that I know, that I know, that they're innocent, but they may not be found innocent. I don't know if I could feel good about that. And so she just listened to the voice of God. And I'm telling you, when you pick up Essence Magazine and you read this article about beating the odds, if you don't get inspired, then there is no inspiration, I think, in you or for you. Because these stories absolutely should light a fire under you. They should make your dreams and your gifts just begin to, you know, it's like a sprocket, like something is just going off inside of you. And that's what we live for. We live to celebrate the successes and the journeys of others. And I said to her at the end of the last break in our conversation, she's traveled the world over. She's met some of the most incredible people, gone in and negotiated some of the most incredible deals, unprecedented deals. And it's all because she trusts God. She trusts the gifts and the talents that lie within. And she trusts this journey that she's on. Y'all, this is why we're bringing you these stories. It doesn't matter if they're local, doesn't matter if they're national, doesn't matter if they're international. God is no respecter of persons. And I'm telling you, we're bringing you on this journey, and we want to hear about your journey. Because they're all powerful. And you can't ever lose that sense of wonder. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
May you never take one single breath for granted. God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith the fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but they're worth taking. Loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
Time is a real and constant motion.
ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance. Dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. Shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Getting the kids back to school is as easy as 1, 2, 3 at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Number one, become a member today. Number two, check out our great back-to-school loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR with loyalty member discounts. Number three, take a deep breath and relax. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's back-to-school loans take all the hassle out of getting the kids back to school and help you breathe a little easier with low rates and up to 12-month loan terms. Find out more by calling Heart of Louisiana Credit Union today at 473-4562 or visit heartcu.org now. Loan amount cannot exceed $2,000 up to a 12-month loan term. Only one back-to-school loan per household. Certain restrictions may apply.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Southwest Beverage Company has one position on drunk driving. We oppose it. One drunk driver behind the wheel is one too many. And getting intoxicated drivers off the road has been our goal for decades. We support programs to educate people about the dangers of drunk driving. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
There are a lot of reasons why I love the McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller. I could probably name 100. It's juicy, fruity, icy, refreshing, sweet.
Get into the new McCafe Cherry Berry Chiller at McDonald's. Smooth, made with 100% fruit juice with natural flavors blended with ice. Yummy. It combines the natural sweetness of cherry and raspberry for a perfectly refreshing drink. You could go on forever about how delicious it is,
Fun is here for a limited time only. Perfect. The simple joy of a taste you can't get enough of. At participating McDonald's.
Did I already say perfect?
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Teresa Slater, Executive Director of the Cabrini Foundation and the Children's Miracle Network. I would like to thank On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas for helping us at the Children's Miracle Network. Thanks, Team OPT, for being an advocate for change.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. Hey, DC, I just want to thank you for that incredible, incredible song. Let me just tell all those people listening who may not be familiar with Leanne Womack, an incredible song. I hope you dance. And I hope that you really, really felt that. Because, DC, we certainly did. We felt the enormity of that path of least resistance. We felt the enormity of give faith a fighting chance. And you know what? This is why we try to bring the most incredible people to the OPT Network, because every story, we know it. We feel it. We feel it in the atmosphere. We know that every story is going to give life to just one more story. And you know what? We're always interested in hearing and sharing your hopes, your dreams, and your desires, and those things that God has spoken secretly to you. You know, the word says that we're justified by the word of the, we're justified by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And so if you don't share those things with others, you know, that's why we're given these challenges and these tests.
Right.
Because we got to share them, DC.
Absolutely. And like Miss Rose Brown and Miss Laura
Washington,
mm-hmm. you know, they contacted us with their stories. I mean, mm-hmm. we can't know everything. And if you don't contact us with it, we have no way of knowing. So don't let somebody tell you that they're not going to do your story, because we will do it.
Absolutely.
But you have to let us know about it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just want to thank you, because people hear my voice and they think that everything that happens is one person, and it's not. And I would be so remiss. And it's just like Kim said, you know, you got to give credit where credit is due. We honor God and we thank God for the opportunity. But I honor the man sitting right across from me, because he creates the sound. He creates the sound that makes this very much the official OPT Network. And he creates so much of what we do here. And I don't ever want anybody to think, just because mine is primarily the only voice that you hear, that I am the one that is creating this. I'm just a piece of the puzzle. But let me just say to you from our hearts this morning that it is our great pleasure every single morning. Sometimes I can't sleep at night. Now, DC, on the other hand, he sleeps like a log. From the time his head hits the pillow, he is down for the count until the next morning. But I can't wait to share those stories, like Kim and Jenaba. And we were talking about Jenaba during the break. She's still running. I said, "Is she running before the Olympics again?" She said, "Yeah, I'm packing my bags now, and I'm headed to Monaco, because she's running in a race in Monaco." And I said, "Before the Olympics?" And you know, I was telling you guys about Serena, and we were working on getting Serena. Well, when DC talked to Serena's agent and publicist, she said she's still playing tennis. She went straight from Wimbledon over to California, and she's playing in another tournament. So these ladies are some of the hardest working ladies in the fields of what they do, y'all. And I can't tell you, when we were talking to Kim, I celebrate her like it's happening to me. And when you do that, you just know that you know that you know that you know that God's got something great for you on the other side, if you just don't quit. And if you can just truly, in your heart of hearts, esteem others, esteem someone else more highly than yourself. It doesn't always have to be about you. Celebrate someone else's success, and see won't God pour you out from the windows of heaven a blessing so big that you don't have room enough to contain it? Just see. You know what? We've got a huge announcement to make. And I keep talking about celebrating, but we're going to be celebrating something else. So you got to stay with us because we want you to celebrate this with us as well. Let me get another quick break, y'all. We'll be back right after this. Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Southwest Beverage Company and its distributors are committed to addressing alcohol abuse issues on college campuses. The message on college campuses is clear. If you are under 21, respect the law. Don't drink.
Day after day, we have toiled, thankless and lunchless. But a sesame seed of revolt has been planted. Today, we put an end to the working lunch and work on eating lunch at McDonald's. If we have a beef with noon meetings, we will go eat beef of the juicy 100% Angus third pounder variety. We will savor all white meat premium chicken sandwiches free from the fear of crumbs on our keyboards. It's our lunch. Let's take it. The simple joy of lunch at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. You know what, DC? I want you to really tell everybody what's coming up. I want you to do it. I just do. All right. This is what's coming up. The third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. Yes. It's back. It's time, and we are still at the OPT Network helping to fight for the cure to eradicate breast cancer and to make a stand, to put a stake in the ground and say that no woman should die from breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And the reason why I want you to trumpet it, DC, is because I believe that you worked harder than anybody and thought more than anybody on how to make last year's race and fundraising successful. And for that, man, we're so grateful.
Absolutely. Last year was a phenomenal success, and this year is going to be even greater. The OPT this year will be presenting sponsors for the Race for the Cure, which means that we will be in with Channel 5, The Town Talk, Opus Broadcasting, and Sinlaw Broadcasting. So On Point Talk and 88.1 will be presenting media sponsors for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cancer, Race for the Cure. And yes, we will still be trying to help fight breast cancer.
Absolutely. And we're going to tell you day in and day out how you can be the change that you want to see this October
Absolutely.
The 20th in fighting breast cancer.
Absolutely.
But let me just say this, DC, and I hope that everybody is listening down in Cottonport, Louisiana. Jerusalem Missionary Church, a church with a fellowship, has been so incredible.
Absolutely.
On this journey. That when they came aboard, when they said, we'll be partners with the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure and Team OPT, you have warmed our heart every single day. And they have committed, since last year, DC, they
Absolutely.
Have committed month in and month out with no fail. They have sent a check every single month. Jerusalem Missionary Church, we honor you this morning.
Absolutely. And the pastor is Reverend Chris Augustine. And also the secretaries over there are Dorothy Hernandez and Alicia Eldridge.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Miss Teresa Jenkins Anderson is over there. And they have been absolutely consistent in being the change that they would like to see in the fight against breast cancer. And they're not just talking about it. They're being about it. And they're trying to make a change in our community.
Man.
And they're to be commended.
Mm-hmm. I tell you one thing.
Consistently.
Consistently.
With no prompting or not anything, with not anybody saying, and they're doing it when nobody's looking.
When nobody's, oh, that's good.
Big ups.
To Jerusalem Missionary Church.
Cottonport, Louisiana.
Cottonport, Louisiana.
Way to be the change.
Pastor Augustine, you absolutely rock. We want to talk to you.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is we're going to try to make contact with them because we don't have the number, but we would like to get them on the show, you know, and we would like to know what inspired them to do what they're doing, because if there was a lot of other people like them, you know, a lot of these diseases would be eradicated because it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a lot of people to give a little.
Exactly. And, you know, Reverend Chris Augustine, what we thought about you, and I know we're so out of time, we're coming down, winding down, but I thought every month we got your check. I thought about when Paul started writing letters to the church, and he said, you know, you all have given more than any. We just want you to know, Pastor Augustine, that you have given more than any. It wasn't the amount, but it was your willingness and your heart. What you have given has grown the fund that we have because we have kept those accounts open. And what it has done for us, Pastor Augustine, more than anything else, is it's Absolutely. Helped to grow our faith.
Absolutely.
Our faith in God and in God working through people. And we do. We honor you. We honor the leadership at your church for being consistent. And we do. We want to talk to you, and we want you to share your heart with all of the listeners of the OPT Network. And we want to encourage all of you that every single dollar that has come into our hand, not only during the race but after, has been kept safe. We purpose in our heart to work just as hard, to be just as vigilant and being the change that we want to see in this fight against breast cancer. So we want everybody to strap your sneakers on, strap up, and get ready, because we are ready to fight once again. We are ready to eradicate breast cancer. 1 in 8 women, still too many. Many of those women right there in the church. So Absolutely. We're inviting everybody, DC, to join Team OPT. For this year's 3rd annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, that money raised is making it possible right now for women to go to St. Francis Cabrini Women's Hospital and have free mammograms.
Yeah.
That's what change does. That's what the movement does. It keeps moving.
Absolutely.
You know, Lexus had that commercial, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Was that Lexus? Well, it was one of those companies. Who was it? It was Chrysler?
Chrysler, yeah. Chrysler's winning right
now. I just
now.
Gave that to
No, Chrysler's winning right now.
Well, it was a tagline, lead, follow, get out of the way. So if you're not going to lead something, by all means, follow somebody. And if you're not going to...
Stop crying.
Get out of the way and help us fight breast cancer. It feels like Friday morning. It's just Tuesday. We hope that your morning is off to a great start. We want to thank you, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you. God loves you even more than that. So love yourself. And don't forget, you can be the change that you want to see. All you got to do is stop talking about it and be about it. Deuce Christmas graced us this morning. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. Thank you for being on Point. We'll see you right back here, God willing, on Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift,